Thank you, Lord Jesus, for revealing to us why we become angry from trials in our lives. Please give us the grace to overcome our carnal nature and receive the difficult things in peace and even in thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord gave me this message just a few moments ago, so I'm going to go straight into it. Jesus began, "My children, I want you to understand where your temper comes from. At the base of your anger is anger at me. Nothing happens without my permission. If you belong to me, if you have given me your free will and your life, you can expect trials. Some very painful, others too small to even notice. The trials I give you are to bring you into a greater level of holiness and a greater level of reliance on me. If you consider that without a doubt I am in control of all that pertains to you, how can you become angry? The painful things cultivate virtue in you when you receive them as from my very own hands. How can I allow evil to seemingly triumph over good? This is a mystery you will not understand until heaven. But suffice it to say that there is a history to your lineage that predisposes you to certain events. In the film, The Shack, the man who, as a teen, killed his father with poison in a bottle of whiskey is coming to terms with the death of his daughter. This man took a human life into his own hands, and that opened the door for what happened to him. You see, I loved his father just as much as he loved his daughter, even though he was a cruel man. He, in fact, was living out what was done to him as a child. That doesn't make it right. It only sheds light on what makes a human being act that way. Before that movie was over, the father of the daughter learned forgiveness, and that bitter root that was in the garden of his heart was turned into a magnificent fruit tree. This is what I want in your heart, a magnificent fruit tree. And this does not come easily. It involves hard work and pain. Suffering is hard work. But I will give you this grace if you will lay down your anger and receive your lesson as from my hand. Remember this, I am in control. What I allow is ultimately for your own good. Do not allow people to anger you. Remember that what they are doing to you comes from demons they have allowed into their lives. The fact that it has affected you should pose a question to you, not a reaction of anger or hatred. In those moments, ask me, Lord, what are you doing here? Please help me to get your perspective and not react in anger. Then watch me move in your life and consider that the outcome will be the very, very best for you. And that was the end of his message. And I've talked about this very dynamic before, the dynamic of why bad things happen to people. I'm not sure exactly which video it is, but there has been quite a bit of information that I've shared with you from the Lord as to why these things happen. Now, the thing that spurred on this particular message was a reading from the Rhema book. And I feel like I need to read it to you as a part of this message. It's under Patience on page 340. There will be tests and trials in the coming days, many tests and trials. You are entering a new plateau, climbing a new mountain, as it were. Many will be tried in new ways, for as we go forward, there must be progress. You must be always embracing more and more holiness, patience, humility, and steadfastness. These are the things that qualify you for advancement in my service. When you handle one level well, I advance you to new challenges in order to prepare you for new graces. I will be with you in all of this. It is for my glory and the salvation of souls. You know I never waste anything. Remember, everything is in my hands, and it's not about you, but my agenda. And graces will flow like a river. That was taken from Your Designer Cross from Jesus. And then there were a couple of other readings here that also were pertinent. There is a purpose for everything, my children. There is a very specific purpose and dynamic for every single thing that takes place in the lives of every single person. But I bring these things to your attention to tell you that you are working when you endure these sacrifices with equanimity and patience. You are doing a job that requires intense and careful vigilance. It's not just an inconvenience. It is a necessary work to alleviate the suffering of another. That's the Simon's Cross that we talk about. Now I am addressing you while you are in the waiting posture. You know this place well, but there is still much tension in your hearts. I want you to rest in me. Allow me to carry the tension and put yourselves in a posture of rest in my arms. Do whatever is before you. Worry and fear will wear you out, and when you are tired, you're an easy target for Satan. Rather, I want you to be resting in me, being strengthened every day, fully aware that at any moment the whole world could be turned upside down. Many of you, if not all, who listen to this channel and take my words to heart are ready. Your lamps are lit and you carry extra oil and you are ready. It has taken a good 12 months to get you to this point, but now you are here. You know well what your sins and vices of the past are, and you are alert, paying close attention to yourselves, lest you should fall. And you are not over-investing in this world, because you know your time here could end at any moment. Maintain this disposition, dear ones. Maintain it with the added virtue of resting in me. Trust, patience, and confidence. And that's taken from the message, rest in me until I carry you over the threshold of eternity. So I think this message could have to do with the rapture, or it could have to do with personal events in your lives. So please take it to heart and apply it where it needs to be applied. God bless you, dear ones, and thank you for your prayers and your support of our channel. We deeply appreciate it.